Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcott. The throw from Hemsley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heathcott tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace bunts towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Creamer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote bunts towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Creamer covering. Safe. McMillan moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up for a double play. McMillan tags and scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. Grace hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grantham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-1 in the game. Neff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0-for-1 in the game. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Neff covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. Hornsby moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace strikes out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to second. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. Beck moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote who is chasing the ball. Grantham reaches third base with a triple. Heathcote throws the ball into Grace who tags Grantham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Carmen Hill now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hill. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beck hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams pinch hits for Fred Brickell. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams now playing left field. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neff hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski pinch hits for Carmen Hill. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wehner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Dawson now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abram pinch hits for Sparky Adams. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Cobe Jones pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Cobe Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.